The Sofa Sessions have returned to Billy Byrne's pub in Kilkenny City for another season of spring concerts, curated by the Irish Times jazz critic Cormac Larkin. The 2020 season kicked off on Thursday, February the 6th, but tomorrow night, Billy Byrne welcomes the Conor Guilfoyle Octet, who'll be bringing back to life a seminal 1957 Miles Davis album, Birth of the Cool. We'll be speaking to Cormac and Conor briefly, but first of all, let's hear the octet in action. This is Move from the Miles Davis album, Birth of the Cool. Move, performed for us this evening by the Conor Guilfoyle Octet, and that one of the tracks on Miles Davis, the Miles Davis album Birth of the Cool, which Conor and the Octet will be performing in full tomorrow evening as part of the Sofa Sessions. Conor's here with me, along with the curator of the Sofa Sessions, Cormac Larkin, and we'll speak to both of them. But let's talk about that album first of all. How important was the Birth of Cool in terms of the story of the history of jazz, Conor?
Well, it's hugely important, mainly from the harmonic writing. Up to that point, bebop had taken hold in the 1940s up until the late 40s. And Miles at that point was playing with Charlie Parker, but he had all sorts of other aspirations in terms of writing and the way the music was going. But at this point, nothing like this had been done. This is 1948. And he met up with Gil Evans. Gil Evans, they would get together in an apartment and they would talk through music. And Miles was very connected, and they managed to put the recording together. They put the recording, Birth of the Cool, in three different sessions. At the time, it wasn't hugely successful in terms of, you know, its popularity, because it was seen as more like a novelty, because it was really mixing classical harmony with jazz rhythms for the first time that had ever been done.
Yeah, and a bit of classical instrumentation in there in some ways. Yes. As well. So it was originally for nine.
Yes, yeah. So nine-piece band, and they unusually they had tuba and French horn in that. Yeah. And that's what gave it, it did give it a unique sound, yeah. Particularly at that time.
No tenor sax, you were telling
me. And no tenor sax. Now, we were doing things a little differently this time. We have the tenor saxophone. We're not using the French horn. We're playing the complete suite. It's the first time, actually, it's been performed in Ireland, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes.
So that's a big one for the Sofa Sessions, Cormac, I would have thought, to get a first time ever in Ireland. The entire album performed is as an octet or just in its entirety live?
As an octet. We're playing
as an octet. What's the idea behind, or what was your thinking behind the Sofa Sessions initially, Cormac? Is it this type of thing, you know, recreation or recreating classic moments, or what was on your mind?
Well, we have such a beautiful room at the back of Billy Burns in Kilkenny. It's such a music-friendly room. Mm. We started putting on gigs and musicians started coming down and saying they liked it and saying they wanted to come and play. And Conor will say, Conor's been down and played a few times.
We're talking about down. Billy Burns is in Kilkenny, yes.
Billy Burns in Kilkenny on John Street. We've built an audience that really likes the music and they come along and listen. And I think that's what the musicians really connect with. Jazz needs a space that isn't a concert hall and isn't a pub, because you don't want the formality of the concert hall and everybody sitting straight, but neither do you want the kind of cash registers and the glasses clinking and all that. So the Sofa Sessions is a sweet spot for listening to music, and the audience have really connected with that, and it's kind of grown over the years now. We have the same people come along all the time, and they kind of trust us to put on music that they like. Yeah. And because it's a nice room, people like Conor say, yeah, I'll bring my project down. And we get things that we really shouldn't, by rights, be able to have in a room like that.
Yeah, because I guess for any jazz musician to actually make a living out of playing the music that you love can't be that easy. But if you tell me a little bit about the octet, I suppose we'll find out one of the ways that you make a living, Conor, which is part of teaching, as part of your
agreement
as well.
Yes, I've been involved in music education 20, 30 years.
This is in New Park.
In New Park Music Centre, and that is now transferred over into DCU. But the band is essentially all ex-New Park alumni. What I did is, the way I set up the band was a chance to play music that we wanted to play. All of these guys are very busy. They're working in the scene. They do lots of different types of sessions. So I made an agreement with them. Let's rehearse every Monday night and we have no gigs. If you want to play the music, play the music.
You have to do the rehearsals.
And you have to do the rehearsals. And if you can't make a rehearsal, you have to send a dep in for the rehearsal. And everyone went, yes, let's do it. And since then, we've been, it's great. The gigs have come in. And this one that we're doing now in Kilkenny, and then the next night, of course.
Yeah, you're on tour.
This is the start of a tour. We got funded by the Arts Council. We're very grateful to them to do 10 gigs over the coming months.
But coming back to the Sofa Sessions then, and the sort of people that you're able to attract, I mean, obviously, Conor, given us a sense of the sort of passion that's needed to survive in the jazz world. Who else have you got, Cormac?
We've got some great stuff coming up. Actually, there's a Birth of the Cool connection next week. We were just talking about it. Tommy Halfordy has a brilliant international trio with two fantastic musicians from Paris, and we have them next week. And Tommy Halfordy, one of the first times I ever heard Tommy play was with Lee Konitz, who's on the original Birth of the Cool. Back in the 80s,
right?
Lee Konitz came, and Lee Konitz is still playing.
That's right,
which is astonishing.
Years of age.
But we've got other stuff coming up. We have a brilliant guitarist from Athens, Georgia, playing surf rock called Kenosha Kid, and loads of other stuff. Connor's brother Ronan has a fantastic Brazilian band. And
it's every Thursday.
Every Thursday night. Actually,
between now and the end of April.
And Sean, I think what we encourage people to do is to just turn up anyway.
Yeah.
It's always going to be different and it's always going to be good. I think you're seeing around Ireland the growth of this kind of idea of curated concert series. What Paul Dunleavy is doing in Crane Lane down in Cork, and what Angus Hackett is doing in Galway, and what IMC are doing in the Signal series in Arthur's, where people are putting together a series and you kind of trust the curation of it. And that's what we're trying to get across.
I'll give out all of the details and a few more of those names after we listen to this second track. Which of you is going to tell me? Because you're doing another one from tomorrow night, Conor. So maybe I should ask you, Boplicity.
Boplicity, yeah. I think this is one of the great tunes that really mixes classical harmony and jazz rhythm. If you listen to the voicings within the horns here, they don't sound like they did in 1948. As I said, the bebop horn, you've got this sort of, I don't know, touch of vinegar in there might be the way to put it in the spreads. But we still have the jazz feel and the soloing, so it's Boplicity.
Yeah, okay, Boplicity. And the entire album tomorrow night, part of the Sofa Sessions, Cormac, that's the plan. Okay, here we have it then. Conor Guilfoyle and the Octet with Boplicity. Boplicity, performed there by the Conor Guilfoyle Octet as part of a Studio 8 session for us here in Arena. And you can hear the Octet perform Miles Davis's album Birth of the Cool in full tomorrow night in Billy Burns at Kilkenny as part of the Sofa Sessions. You can find out full details of the Sofa Sessions on their Facebook page, Sofa Sessions Kilkenny. Everything coming up over the next while. And also Conor Guilfoyle and the Octet, details of their tour on jazzireland.ie.